This is Leo Babiu for KTWH, and it's Wednesday morning, but by the magic of digital recording, I'm speaking with BJ Kolstad, our Lake County Emergency Manager, on Tuesday afternoon. It's July 7th when we're speaking, BJ. We've got over 3 million cases of COVID-19 in the U.S., over 130,000 deaths, yet we have 6 cases I confirmed that have been attributed to Lake County residents, and we're into the height of the summer season. We have many, many more people passing through. Want to know from your perspective as emergency manager that's seen this pandemic become something a little bigger than what we ever imagined it was going to be in early March when we first talked about it. Where do you see the situation, at least for your job description right here on the North Shore in Lake County?
You're right, Leo. We have had 6 confirmed cases in Lake County. They did start, the first one, if you remember, was on May 6th, and then we had a couple more in June, 3 weeks ago, and then another one last week, and another one on June 30th. So some of these may likely already be inactive, but we certainly have had, we're still lucky to have had only 6 cases, and that's pretty much true across northern Minnesota. We've been slow to get the cases, and we've been working pretty hard to keep our cases low. I think most of our residents are concerned and thoughtful and using common sense and respectful of others and taking these mitigation actions that the governor has been recommending for a long time. It seems to be helping.
If I'm not mistaken, with your help, I relearned today that it was June 10th that we entered the phase three of the reopening plan, where all sorts of businesses were allowed to have more activity, and it included bars and restaurants now at a certain limited capacity and with employee use of masks. And so we're closing in on a month past the start of that period, and we're not seeing a substantial uptick. You feel good about then, you know, the way it's rolled out, at least in our part of the world, the reopening?
Yeah, I think that obviously nobody can predict what this COVID thing is going to do. We've seen cases increasing in about half the states of the nation and cases decreasing in almost half, and about 9 of them just remaining pretty level. And that's, in Lake County, we are remaining fairly level. We've had just a couple more cases in the last 2 weeks. So we feel like we're doing pretty well, but we still expect that there will be additional cases, and we're planning for those. The slowing of the pandemic, especially in northern Minnesota, has allowed us to prepare staffing and response plans and get more personal protective equipment and provide public education, develop partnerships with our congregate care facilities where our most vulnerable citizens live. So we feel like we're as prepared as we can be for when the extra cases come up.
Yeah, and we don't necessarily have these congregate work sites that we had, say, in the meatpacking industry, and we certainly do have congregate care facilities for our elder population and for people in rehabilitation. It sounded like you have some particular arrangement with these facilities to be prepared.
We have been working with Minnesota Department of Health guidelines for long-term care facilities, and we've had a couple of staff trained so that they can provide the swab tests that you've heard about. And then we have volunteers that we're going to train in a couple of weeks to make sure that we cover all the other tasks that need to be done to try to make those cluster testing cases work out well.
Can you describe, so with the 6 cases to date, BJ, is your understanding that there's been case investigation, contact tracing, to the extent that the state is doing that for cases in general? And you speak at all to how much of the effort might have been local on the cases we've experienced to do the case investigation?
Yeah, the Minnesota Department of Health, MDH, is still the lead agency for case investigation and contact tracing. Our local public health also reach out to all positive cases to inquire about any essential services that might be needed. But the identification and personal information about these individuals, of course, is protected and cannot be made public by Lake County. So we also assume that there are a lot of unidentified cases of COVID, and so it's likely widespread. And so it's good to know that we're still our best defense against exposure to this disease, assuming that it's everywhere, and that we won't be able to give out exact locations of people who've tested positive.
And I haven't been involved with any of the hospital check-ins, and I think we may have given pause to checking with Greg Ruberg on a weekly basis, but Lakeview Hospital, rather, still doing routine testing as needed. I know that it took a while to ramp up, and I was hopeful that the slow increase in cases has allowed them to be really prepared.
Yeah, COVID testing is available at Lakeview Memorial Hospital. And also, if you live up in the Fall Lake area, the Scenic Rivers Clinic in Tower is doing COVID tests as well. And, of course, there are some places in Duluth.
So, BJ, the other thing that over time we've talked different times about was the availability and the use of the cloth masks. And I believe before we talked on the recording today, you were mentioning that you're continuing to seek and collect homemade cloth masks for people to use for source control?
We are. We're still promoting our homemade face mask donation program, and we're distributing those. When people donate them to Lake County, we're distributing those to everyone who needs them. We've taken care of some congregate care facilities, most of them, the first responders, essential workers, etc. But there are still people out in the public who need these masks, and so we're still accepting them and happy to give them out. We're partnering with the Rotary Club, and they set up a drive-through giveaway of cloth masks a month or so ago, and they did it in Silver Bay again last week. And so we're working to try to get masks out now to essential businesses and help them and have them help us distribute them to community members.
Great. So if I'm a person in the general listening public or a local business person, rather than having them call your personal number, is there a good point of contact that you could offer?
Well, we're offering them to all of our business partners. But they certainly can call us because we're just working on making those arrangements right now. So if someone needs a mask, they can certainly call our Silver Bay office at 226-4443, or they can call our Two Harbors Health and Human Services office at 834-8400.
8400. Thank you, BJ. I appreciate that a lot. I don't have any particular question for you right now. Is there anything that you expect that you'll be talking more about with your team in the coming weeks that still is in development? Any plans or ramping up that still needs to be fine-tuned?
Well, we're just, first of all, we want to thank everyone who is respectfully complying with the governor's orders. We keep saying that those are the best things. He's getting the best information from experts to make his guidelines and the MDH recommendations. We know that businesses are opening. That's a good thing. We look forward to that and hoping that they're doing it safely. The governor has some orders, and businesses have COVID preparedness plans they've been working on to make sure and try to keep everyone safe who goes into retail stores. Restaurants and bars are starting to open, and with requirements like employees wearing masks and having social distancing and capacity limits, et cetera. So this is all a good thing to see people slowly coming back, but the key is slowly and safely. For example, Lake County right now, Lake County offices are only open by appointment. So if you need to come to the office, you can call the department and set up an appointment. But we're still encouraging people to do their work with us if they can by phone or email. Or we also have some drop boxes outside of our facilities for people to drop off forms, et cetera. So we're working on it safely and slowly, and it seems to be holding pretty level right now.
Indeed. Well, thanks for checking in with us, BJ. And all I can say is that I hope that if we talk one more time in July, that we're still holding a single digit number of confirmed cases, because we just don't know what this particular viral agent is going to be up to next. It does what it does, and sometimes it's not predictable.
You're right. I think I would agree with that it's doing what it's doing. We're just planning ahead but reacting to what it does.
We're going to be in such a state for months to come, so for a while, this is truly our new normal, having conversations that we may have never thought we were going to have. So thanks for being part of these, BJ. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Leo.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That was BJ Kolstedt, Lake County Emergency Manager, and she's been reporting in on an almost biweekly basis since March about preparedness response to the COVID-19 pandemic. You're listening to KTWH.